Straight up, down. Thank you. Thank you. The radio, Sascha Ludwig here on the microphone, and we have our outside reporter on the landing ground where the rocket should land this evening. And I ask, hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi Sascha, how are you?
What does it look like on the landing ground currently?
Well, it's amazing, really. I just came here and it looks mystical. You see, there's like this really big circle, and in the middle you got, it looks like an umbrella, like a sun umbrella, and it just around it there's many white lights, and like to top it around it there's this big circle full of plasma globes. It's really amazing. You should see it.
So I wish I could see it. So who's there currently and what are they doing?
Well, there's only like a small bunch of people, only a little crowd. And some of them are really enthusiastically waiting for the shuttle to arrive. But still, there's only rumors on when it's going to arrive here. So we don't know anything yet, actually.
Okay, so you don't have any exact time or something like this? Or?
No, there's nothing. We know almost nothing. There's only rumors that there's two different times at which it should arrive, but we don't know if any of them are true.
Okay, thank you. Right, so long. And I hope you say when there's something going on.
Well, no problem. Bye, Sascha.
Okay, bye. The radio, Sascha Ludwig again on the microphone, and we have a call in from our reporter, our party reporter, Spike. Hello, Spike, can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you have found a party somewhere going on the camp field, so tell me where it is and what's going on there.
Well, yeah, I was just wandering around a little bit and I noticed that there are two remarkable positions right now for parties, for everyone who is tired of waiting for the crew of the Heart of Gold. One thing is the Mystical Fire Lounge. There's a cocktail party going on. We're in desperate need of vodka here, but we have everything else, so if anyone has vodka, he is sure allowed to join here at any time. Also, but we take donations and in money, and we send out any drinks at all. The second thing is a little bit scary. It's on the completely other side of the camp. It's the open BSD tent. I fled from there because it was like, you know, that big tent at the CeBIT fair in Hanover. Very many Japanese people, very drunk, screaming very loud. That is going on in the open BSD tent. Very scary party, but I think it's a bad a Dutch beer they are selling there with 10% alcohol.
Okay, so thank you for the news, for the party news out there. And yo, if you have something else, just call us.
As soon as I will spot another nice location, I will inform you immediately, of course.
Okay, thank you, and bye. And we have another message for you out there. We're glad to hear the radio on the whole camp area, but it would be nice if you respect the people who want to sleep, and so we would like you to reduce the volume of your radios, please. It's fine that you listen to Sabitha Radio, and we're absolutely glad that the response to the radio is so big. And but please respect the people who want to sleep and turn your radios a little bit smaller. Okay, thank you.
Exotic dreams of Oz and oozing. visionary hours appear crystal clear. The sunshine of her purest flower. Reality, she comes on me. Her voice no longer a mystery, no longer an invisible thing. Welcome, darling of the spring.
Oh, that way.
radio, Sascha Ludwig on the microphone, and there was a passport found at the infotresen, or the info desk. It's from Michael George Joseph Riley, and if you hear this now and you have seen that you lost your passport, please go to the info desk now, or within the next half hour, or if you don't get it, or anyone else who knows Michael George Joseph Riley, please tell him